Commissioner Rose, thanks so much for taking the time to come in.
Happy to be here. Thanks, Sam.
So the proposed expansion of the Sunapee ski area has been held up for years during the administration of Governor John Lynch. In comparison with that, the operators told me that when the Hassan administration came in, it was like a breath of fresh air. So why do you believe that the expansion is a good idea? What does the region stand to gain?
Well, the proposal that I approved earlier today is really an excellent deal for the state of New Hampshire. We are going to be receiving a total of 410 acres of new land to the state park. 150 of those acres will be for the West Bowl expansion. And in addition, we'll be receiving 260 acres as conservation lands that will also become part of the state park, but will not be part of the leased boundary. Besides that, though, we also were able to codify a formal relationship to protect the Summit Hiking Trail. We're also able to promote economic development, promoting travel and tourism, and certainly skiing is a very important part of our overall winter economy, but also making sure that we can provide recreational opportunities for all users.
So the first thing I'd like to do is play for you a reaction from Gary Stansfield. He's the vice president of the Friends of Mount Sunapee, which has opposed this expansion from the beginning. He points out that the operators of the ski area, the family that operates it, owns land directly adjacent to the ski area. And in the past, they had hoped to build condos in that location.
The private land that they own right now abuts the undeveloped side of the mountain of the state park. And if this plan is approved, then that land suddenly becomes adjacent to a new ski area. It seems like a really bad precedent for the state to allow its publicly owned lands to facilitate private financial gain.
So any thoughts?
Well, I appreciate Gary's perspective and enjoyed hiking the Summit Trail with him this past summer. But in this case, it's not accurate in the sense that right now that land is within what's called the Goshen Recreation District, which prohibits the commercial and or residential development within that area. However, we certainly recognize that there could always be changes. So the state did put in safeguards to explicitly spell out the relationship between any public and private lands. There will be no exclusive access to any private lands, and the only opportunities that would be for any development there would have to be a local decision. It's private land, and it would be a local decision left up to those within the town of Goshen.
Do you get the sense that the town of Goshen wants residential development there?
That'd be a question you'd have to ask them, but I will say that the town of Goshen did offer their support to the draft plan and the final plan as I outlined today, so I appreciate that. As they choose to do their land management, I'll leave that up to their good discretion, but we did make sure we put safeguards in place to make sure that that relationship between any public and private land is very clearly spelled out.
One of the concessions that the state put in place was to eliminate a trail that would cut through a section of forest that has been designated by state biologists as an exemplary natural community. It has trees in it that are supposedly over 150 years old. And that designation gives that stand of trees some legal protections. However, the plan does still include a lift line that would go through that section of forest. Do you think that that's possible that it leaves this plan open to a legal challenge?
I'm pleased that we are able to work collaboratively to mitigate the impacts within the exemplary natural community, as you referenced. The initial plan did have about a little over 4 acres worth of impacts within that. They call it Polygon D. Based on refinement and eliminating of trails through that polygon, we've eliminated that down to about 1 acre of impact. But I would also suggest that the conservation lands that we are going to be receiving, the 260 acres of land, based on some of the same scientists being out on those lands, they've done an ecological assessment, and they believe that there'll be a minimum of 70 additional acres to the overall greater exemplary natural community mosaic that takes place to the Sunapee-Pillsbury area. So we're actually getting some very high-quality conservation lands, and I believe on the totality that this is a really good proposal for the state of New Hampshire, not only for the recreational opportunities, but for the environmental benefits and the economic benefits as well.
And after this winter, it seems only pertinent to ask, does this seem like a good idea to be tying the economy of this region to the ski industry, given the projections that we see with climate change? And in particular, I was looking up a study that I read about a few years ago from the University of Waterloo that actually pointed the finger at Mount Sunapee and predicted that in as few as 15 years, the resort could be out of business.
Mount Sunapee has a long tradition in the state, as does skiing, and it's going to continue to thrive for decades to come. This past winter certainly has not been kind to the skiing industry and sort of our outdoor sports that we all enjoy in the winter. But at the same time, this weather has been more of a one-year phenomenon, and we had certainly a long, cold, prosperous winter last season, and we'll look forward to long and prosperous seasons for years to come.
So where does this decision go next?
So as part of the master development plan that I approved today, there are components of that which will now need the explicit approval of the governor and executive council. So it'll be up before the governor and council on the 23rd for their consideration, and that's the next step in the process.
So that's a little under a week for them to review all these documents. Do you think that's enough time?
I'll defer to the council on that question, but I'll stand ready to answer any of their questions. We've already provided all the materials that we released today with the revised master development plan, the summary of all the public comments and our responses, the conditions letter that accompanied the approval, as well as the lease amendment itself, up on our website. People can go to newhampshireparks.org and see all of this material. We've worked extremely hard to make sure that we were very deliberate, thoughtful, and transparent through this entire process. We've really been working on this now for 20 months. We've had two public comment periods. We've really tried to make sure that we've collected as much input as possible. And quite frankly, I think we have a better product as a result of that collaborative process that we've followed. And I've really been appreciative of all the engagement from the public on this process.
Commissioner Rose, thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.